Ukrainian soldiers defending Bakhmut enter the fray knowing they are outnumbered. And more Russian fighters are on the way. Bakhmut is the major flashpoint on the Eastern Front right now. Ukraine's president has promised he won't let the city fall without a fight. But Volodymyr Zelensky may also be preparing his people for a worst-case scenario.
In the course of 346 days of this war, I often had to say that the situation at the front was tough, and that the situation was becoming tougher. It is once again that time.
Ukraine's army says it gunned down as many as 200 Russian mercenaries from the Wagner group in a recent attack. But Russian forces are gaining ground as they push to surround the city. The worry for Kyiv now, Russia could be close to successfully cutting off the main highway into the city, currently Ukraine's main supply line. That could be a decisive moment in the battle for Bakhmut. Russian missiles are also hitting more civilian targets along the Eastern Front. Airstrikes in Kharkiv hit a university and a residential block.
There was a strong blast and everything happened so quickly. We were saved by the furniture that fell on us. Because of that, we are alive.
She's only lived in Kharkiv a few months, homeless and displaced for a second time during this war. The siege of Bakhmut has emptied out the city, but some refuse to leave, seeking refuge in prayer.
I know there is a chance I might die. Last night, a shell flew into my garden. All the windows were blown out. A bullet flew into my house this morning. It could have hit me in the head. Our life is fleeting. We will die in any case, whether now or in 20, 30 years. It is not important. The main thing is how I present myself to God.
I pray for our country, for our Ukraine, for my children, for my family, for all Ukrainians, for all I pray.
But will Ukrainian lines remain as unbreakable as their faith? Both likely to be tested in coming days as Russian forces escalate their campaign for Bakhmut. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.